You know, NBA fans love going to the NBA Summer League here in Las Vegas. Always a staple for a lot of us, and it's a fantastic time at the Thomas and Mack Center. And this year, it's even going to be bigger than ever. And joining us now is the organizer, the director of the NBA Summer League, Albert Hall. Albert, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys? Thanks good. For having me.
Hey, thanks for coming on with us today and talk a little NBA Summer League. So this year is even going to be bigger than what we've seen in years past, correct? Because now we're even going to have more teams, right?
Yeah, we'll have all 30 teams this year, which is fantastic. Last year we were at 24, and you know, we started this thing back in 04 with six teams and not really sure what was going to, you know, happen down the road. So to get to all 30 and all of the other events that are taking place, and you know, to have some of these great young stars featured the way they are now with 82 games and ESPN and NBA TV covering everything, you know, it's come a long way. It's a lot of people have put time in over the last, you know, 14-15 years, and the city of Las Vegas has supported this like no other. So excited to be back this year, all 30 teams. You know, we have select tickets go on sale tomorrow at the box office, and then on Monday we're on sale fully, where adults can go up to 10 games per day, $35, and kids $25. So it's an excellent value. We create a fun festival-like atmosphere for those of you that have been out there. And if you haven't been out there, what are you doing? Let's get out there.
And like you said, Albert, this thing started many, many years ago and started with six teams and slowly but surely increased. And I know that there's been summer leagues in Florida and I want to say Utah. What are some of the other places that had the summer leagues? And why did it take so long to move the entire NBA landscape to one location here in Las Vegas?
Well, there was another very successful summer league in Long Beach for a number of years, and when we started, it was Long Beach and Utah and Orlando and us. And you know, it's like anything else. You have to prove that you're worthy, and you prove that this is the place to be. And you know, there's relationships and history with different folks, and you know, not like we had the secret sauce or anything from the beginning. We had to work at it. And just because it's Las Vegas, you know, at the time, Las Vegas has gone through about three different cycles since we've started. You know, it went from, hey, that's booming, down to, you know, a struggling economy, back up again. And, you know, now it's proven that it can support not only one professional team, but several. And I know the Raiders is going to be a very exciting thing as well. So, you know, I think it just took some time for us to mature. But I think what really happened was people saw that this is an excellent product. You know, unlike some of the other summer leagues that were not open to the public or were smaller or they just relied on one team, we created an NBA experience. That's what we're selling. And it's not just, hey, I want to go and see one particular player. It's the entire time. So we have people that show up at, you know, the first game. At this year will be 12 o'clock on certain days, but usually at 1 p.m., and they'll stay until the end of the night at 9 p.m., and no one has ever walked away going, oh, that was boring. You know, I only saw one thing happen. I mean, whether it's the free autographs we're doing, all of the fan interaction on the concourse, you know, the ability to go from game to game in Cox Pavilion and Thomas and Mack, and, you know, the T&M Center has been an unbelievable partner with us, and they've grown as well with us. So every time we come up with a solution or an idea, you know, they're open arms about it, and we've grown together, really. And, you know, I think at the same time, Las Vegas was waiting for something to put their name on with the NBA, and this is what it's become. So, again, a tribute to the fans and now not only the people there, but people across the country to support this thing.
We talk about the success of the NBA Summer League, and then now this year, the very first year that the WNBA relocates here from San Antonio, the Las Vegas Aces. Talk a little bit about the Aces starting here in a couple weeks and what that means to this city and what it means to you guys, too.
You know what? I mean, it's another extension of Vegas trying to tell everyone, like, look, we can support multiple teams, you know, and I think there are a number of rabid basketball fans. Vegas is a very good basketball city. There's no doubt about it. Matter of fact, I'm going to watch our junior NBA team tonight out here in California competing for the junior NBA World Championships. But, you know, going back to the Tarkanian days, which obviously that was the mecca of college basketball and transitioning into what we started with the Summer League. And you know, I think the Aces see the opportunity there. I know MGM has been a great partner for us, and they're heavily involved. So it's just that maturity process. It takes time. I don't think everyone is going to strike lightning like the Golden Knights have, which is fantastic. and I'm a fan myself. So, you know, we wish the Aces the best, and we're working with them on some of our community relations projects. We've had a couple of the players on board talking with some of our younger kids in the community. So we're doing everything we can to make them feel a part of it, and I know we'll do some additional stuff this summer.
No doubt. All right, Albert Hall, NBA Summer League here in Las Vegas. Albert, give us the dates again and talk about the tickets going on sale tomorrow and Monday.
Sure. The dates, July 6th through 17, 12 days of action. You know, we start that opening weekend. We encourage everybody to buy their tickets early because we will sell out that opening weekend. You know, we're going to have all 30 teams there. So in the past, we had a select number of top picks. This year, we'll have every pick in the draft that comes out, and a number of fantastic second-year players as well. I mean, you're talking about the number one pick in the draft last year. Markelle Fultz will be back. And, you know, just guys like that, along with a guy like Jordan Bell at the Warriors, or, you know, Frank Mason at the Kings, and De'Aaron Fox. But, you know, this draft is shaping up to be a very good draft with the likes of DeAndre Ayton and Doncic and Marvin Bagley and Mo Bamba and just Trae Young. There's a number of star-studded players, and each and every year we have an opportunity to see a star come out of nowhere and take center stage. And it won't be any different this year. Lots of fun for the entire family. Again, adults $35, kids $25, NBATickets.com. Come on out and enjoy some amazing NBA basketball at the NBA Summer League.
Albert, thanks a lot. Look forward to talking with you before then and seeing you out there in July.
Fantastic. Appreciate you having me.
You got it. There he is. Albert Hall runs the NBA Summer League here in Vegas.